It's the Emily T. Gale Show here on ESPN, Hawaii.com. And we've been talking a lot the last couple of months about the Lava Man Waikoloa coming up. Friday, March 31st is the Sunset Run. April 1st, the Lava Kids. And Sunday, April 2nd, anniversary Lava Man Waikoloa. And I've got Wynonna Chin on the line. Wynonna's a local triathlete. She's also one of the team members that are with Bike Works. There's Bike Works Beach and Sport, Kona Bike Works, and Kona Beach and Sport. My longtime friends and also longtime supporters of the Emily T. Gale Show, Grant and Janet Hickenmiller, the owners. And what a great team you have throughout the stores, don't you?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, just such an eclectic group of team members throughout the three stores. But Wynonna is going to tell us a little bit about a training that they've got for anybody getting ready for Lava Man Waikoloa. But more than that, just anybody interested in finding out more about being involved in a triathlon. And that's coming up on this Sunday, March 19th. And by the time we air this, and so Wynonna, let's get right into that part of it, the training that you're offering as part of Bike Works Beach and Sport. And I know you've done this before. It's such a nice gesture, and I know that the new athletes and the more seasoned ones appreciate it. So tell us a little bit about the training coming up on Sunday, March 19th at Hapuna Beach.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's always a joy and a pleasure for us when we can host these community events. It really just provides a great platform for all us athletes and both, as you said, those new to the sport and those a little bit more seasoned to join and just really have a good and fun workout. So what we're doing is on Sunday, March 19th, we're hosting the spring tri training workout. It's going to be a sprint event. So we're going to offer participants a third mile swim with a 12.93 mile bike, so just around 13 miles, and then a 2.7 mile run. And you're correct, we're going to be hosting it over at Hapuna Beach State Park. And it's just a low key event. We're welcoming, you know, people who are new to the sport, people who are maybe signed up for the Lava Man Triathlon and they wanted an opportunity to practice their transitions, practice their race day nutrition, and get a good workout at the same time. It's not a race. It's not a timed event. We welcome people if they want to self-time themselves. That's always great and a lot of fun. And really, we're just looking to offer folks a venue to get together and do a good workout.
Well, I thought it was nice the way you put in the event description on the Facebook page, both your page and also Bike Works Beach and Sport and throughout their stores, that you reminded people that it's, you know, swim, bike, and run the following distances, but you're welcome to do as much or as little of the course as you can do, and even relay, so that people just get some experience. Because for a new athlete, you know, they are pretty nervous. I think the fact that you put these on is not so much for what's happening out on the route as it is just being getting familiar with transition and setting their bikes up and getting their timing chips and all kinds of things, right?
Absolutely. I remember when I was just starting out with triathlon, it was so helpful to do, you know, some small training workouts with fellow friends and triathletes to do the little P-man races, because it really gives you a feel of what you can expect on race day when the big day actually comes. And it kind of helps you, you know, mentally prepare yourself, you know, what you need to get organized, how you like to get set up. You get to practice things and figure out what works and maybe what doesn't work. Maybe one nutrition works a little bit better than a different one. So that's really all we're trying to do here, provide folks with that kind of opportunity. And we're trying to, like you said, make it welcoming to really people of all levels with options to do as much or as little of the course that they like. And, you know, if they want to get together with a group of friends and maybe split up the workout into a relay of one person swimming, one person biking, another person running. That's really all it is, just an opportunity for folks to get together and enjoy a workout. Like you said, we do have the Facebook page up. It's an event page, and you can find it on my Facebook as well as the Bike Works Beach and Sports page. Folks are welcome to check that out for a little bit more details. We've got the course map posted up there if they had any questions. Can also answer any questions on that page too.
So that's My Course Visa Sport or Wynonna Chen, C-H-E-N, and who we're speaking with, putting together the free triathlon training workout. Really a chance to get ready, race ready for the Lava Man, but more than that, just to get introduced to it. There may be some people that even want to just come out and watch this training to get a feel of what's it about, because little things like you're going to have a safety meeting before the workout. I think all those things are really important for people. Just get a feel of the things that go on at an event.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, we're inviting folks of all levels to come out and check it out. Even if you've never done a triathlon before, but you're just curious about it and you want to maybe do the swim and maybe do the run and kind of check out the scene, totally welcome to come down and check it out too.
Well, the distances are really abbreviated. So the Lava Man Waikoloa, which takes place on Sunday, April 2nd, the distances are, 1,500 meters and then a 40K bike, which is, about 24 miles, and then a 10K run, 6.2 miles. But you've abbreviated it quite a bit, which is nice, I think, because people will get that whole sense of transitioning, right? Not having to exhaust themselves out there when they're doing the three sports. But really, the idea is just to get a little more familiar, get some tips from someone like yourself. To me, you've always done a great, the poster child for, you know, getting into triathlons, because I love how you've evolved. You know, you've done the Ironman, and now you've found your, little shorter distances. You've really allowed yourself to play with the sport. You know, you've been serious about it. You've been, focused, but you've also been mindful of where you find it most fun. And a lot of times, these kinds of things can really help. And you're the perfect person, I think, to be putting on this training. And maybe somebody mentioned T-Man. He'll be helping you out with this as well?
Yeah, when I first started the sport, back in 2012, I remember that I attended a couple T-Man races just so that I could get the feel of swimming with a big group of people in the water, because that was one of the things that was really scary to me, was how am I going to navigate swimming with all these people around me, and I was all concerned about getting knocked and arms and feet everywhere. And, you know, just doing a low-key event where, you know, it's a bit more, the feeling is a bit more casual, helped me feel at ease and get the practice that I really needed to feel comfortable on race day. So I really think that there's value added in these community events.
And that's why it's the 20th annual, and it sells out every year, right? Because so many people have been introduced to the sport through these, you know, the free multi-sport activities, and eventually gotten to a place where they could do Lava Man. But everybody sort of finds their distance.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lava Man, you know, it's a great race. It's a great venue. Every year that I've participated, I've always had so much fun. So, yeah, I'm excited.
So it's on, the training is Sunday, March 19th, coming up, 7:30 to 10:30, Hapuna Beach. You can call Bikeworks Beach and Sport, 886-5000 for more information, or certainly stop by there at the Queens Marketplace at Waikoloa Beach Resort. So we were talking about Lava Man Waikoloa. It's the 20th year, and just repeating ourselves, but reminding that it's the training coming up Sunday, March 19th, 7:30 to 10:30 at Hapuna Beach, put on by Bikeworks Beach and Sport. It's free, everybody, and it's a great opportunity whether you want to do all three, the bike, run, or swim, or you can just do whatever distance you like. But the big thing Wynonna wants you to know is they're going to be out there just giving a lot of tips on how to do transition, safety, just little tips that they've learned as they've evolved in the sport, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always happy to answer any questions folks might have and be helpful in any way that I can. You know, I've experienced a lot of really friendly and awesome athletes in my time growing into the sport, and I just feel like it's a great way to pay it forward.
Well, the whole weekend, of course, the training is Sunday, March 19th. The Lava Man weekend is Friday, March 31st, Saturday, April 1st, and Sunday, April 2nd. The Friday is the kickoff of the weekend, which is the 5K Sunset Run put on by Bike Works and a fundraiser for PATH, People's Advocacy for Trails Hawaii. And And that's been a wonderful event. It originally was the kickoff to when BikeWorks opened their store at Queens Marketplace, but it's been a great event and tied in nicely with the Lava Man, because the families that come from all over the country and, of course, locally too, can all be involved in the 5K walk run.
Absolutely.
And then Saturday, the Lava Kids, and I know you're real involved there. I think I saw you during Ironman or something. You were really helping out with the Lava Kids there, and that's a wonderful thing at Hilton Waikoloa Village, the Lava Kids, right, on the Saturday morning. So
yeah.
The kids get a chance to wear their numbers and all kinds of things. Talk a little bit about that day.
You know what, Emily? I actually have not had the great opportunity to be involved with the Lava Kids in preparation for Lava Man Waikoloa. Our fellow team member Ellie has been involved with that. I think the time you were referring to at Ironman, I did help out with the Iron Kids.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Women run. That experience has been awesome, and I always look forward to it, helping out every year and watching the kids do their swim and run. They're so enthusiastic and really remind me, you know, what it is to have fun in this sport.
Well, Ellie was a guest on the Emily T. Gale Show here on ESPN Hawaii.com last week, so you can go to Facebook, Emily T. Gale, or you can get the podcast on iTunes, Emily T. Gale Show or Emily T. Gale Talk Story. And we got into it quite a bit about the Lava Kids. Just a wonderful opportunity. So for those listening out there, it's something you might want to go to Lava Man Waikoloa, the website, and see about the Lava Kids if you haven't gotten your kids in that. I imagine there's still some openings for that. And then on the Sunday is the Lava Man Waikoloa, which is open to everybody to come out and watch at Waikoloa Beach Resort. It's, I guess it's got a reputation for a great party as well. But your training, it must be a nice feeling when you do the training, because you've had some successful trainings in the past. When you see everybody finish, some of those people that is their first Lava Man, that's got to be a good feeling for you. Are you doing the event? Did I see your new painted bike, pink bike? And is that you're going to do Lava Man this year?
You know what, Emily? I don't think Lava Man is in the cards for me this year, but certainly am happy to offer this training event on the 19th and to show my support at the Sunset Run for the event. Maybe next year, though.
Okay. Well, you've had a nice career, I guess, or experiences, because you've tried all different distances, haven't you, with triathlons?
Yeah, I've had the lucky opportunity to qualify for the Ironman Kona World Championships, and training long distance was certainly an experience within itself, and then also doing the 70.3s and now mostly just short course.
Yeah, you seem to be having a lot of fun with it, and you're certainly spreading that good cheer around being around the sport. So the training that comes up Sunday, March 19th, coming up this next week, and Winona would like you to get there early. You know, registration is going to be at 7:30, starts at 8, but they're going to have a safety meeting at 7:50, and just be a nice chance to get there early and meet other people that are doing it and just, feel your way into the day. But planning on going from like 7:30 to 10:30, and then I'm sure a lot of people will be hanging around and going for just enjoying being together with the triathlon community out there at Hapuna Beach.
Yeah, absolutely. The main thing is that I really ask folks to at least make it in time for the safety meeting. I know we all love to have fun at this sport, but we really do have to consider safety first. It's going to be a real simple meeting, but some important information there for folks, to make sure that they're riding and obeying all traffic laws and stuff like that. Stuff that you should be considering as well, even on race day.
Sure. And so, Winona, if you had known then what you know now as you got into the sport, any thoughts about, some kind of poignant messages or anything to people? I kind of get the feeling that the one thing you would say to people is have fun with it when you're doing it. Don't get so stressed out about how well you do, but really, really be playful about your training and your racing.
I would still have to say that the most important thing is to make sure that you're having fun and you're enjoying it. I mean, that's why we're out there. It's really easy when you get serious to lose sight of that and become wrapped up with numbers and wrapped up with goals and wrapped up with performances and, to hyper-focus on that and maybe even beat yourself up over it if you don't get a specific goal or a specific time, but in the end, you know, you gotta remember why you're doing this, and it really should be for yourself, and it should be for fun. So,
well,
yep.
You know, you, when you say that, I'm always reminded. I have people always ask me, they'll say, oh, you did the Ironman, what was your time? And I always say, well, I think we're the reason they now have a cutoff time. Because we did it back in 1981, 82, you know, because our whole thing was we just wanted to finish. So I've always tried to foster that in people, you know, just whatever happens, you know, just get to the start line. And if you just do what you can do on that day, like every day in life. It just
exactly.
Whatever life hands us on that day that we're prepared for or not prepared for, we just deal with it. And it's just great to see how many BikeWorks features for it. I mean, I think I said to Grant the other day, my guy, you've got thousands of people into the multi-sport activity, you know, from when he started 27 years ago with a little tiny kiosk and down in Kailua Kona. I bought my first bike from him then and got panniers and a mountain bike and went over to New Zealand, took a bike trip. And I'm not a serious biker, but I love the fact that BikeWorks caters to the new multi-sport person, whatever you want to do, you know, or the serious athlete. And you can buy, like, all my bikes have been rental bikes that I bought from BikeWorks. So there's all kinds of ways you can get into the sport, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, or at BikeWorks, at all three of their stores, they really believe in a sense of community and, you know, including everyone of all levels, you know, from all walks of life.
And it really does pay off to have some good equipment. You know, it doesn't have to be the most expensive, but you can find equipment that fits your budget. And that's the great thing about going into BikeWorks is they can guide you according to budget and your level of experience. It does make a difference. And I've always appreciated. In fact, I got my bike in my van right now to take it over and get it tuned up because I decided the other day, those squeaks and noises, I need to go in and get that little Papuli, the little package where they give it kind of a, you know, oil the chain and check
yeah.
everything. It does make a difference when you have your bike running smoothly, just like our cars. So
absolutely.
Little tips like that are good for people to learn. And I learned that. I used to just ride it till something happened, and now I'm learning to, like, oh, you know what, I think it's time, you know, about once a year, get it in there and get it my bike tuned up. So Winona Chen, I think it's wonderful that you're putting on the training, and you've done that in the past and been involved and encouraging so many other people to get into the sport, because you kind of got into it by accident, didn't you? I mean, a little bit at a time.
Yeah, I thought originally that I wasn't going to be able – I had wanted to sign up for Lava Man in 2012, but then I think I missed the entry. And then out of the graciousness of Jerry, she let me into the race. So it was really, you know, it was really a gift. And it's continued on as a main theme in my life. So I've been really grateful for triathlon.
If I recall correctly, you weren't even into biking and running. And you ended up you were going to school in Hilo, the university in accounting, and you ended up doing some work with Janet with BikeWorks in accounting, and is that correct? That's how you kind of got involved?
You know, I got involved with triathlon. I was at UH Hilo, and I was studying business admin and accounting. I was also a fitness instructor during that time, and I still teach fitness, and I was teaching spin class. It was always kind of a long-term goal for me to get into triathlon. It seems like an interesting sport. It also seemed a lot more interesting to ride a bike outside instead of indoors, not moving anywhere. But that was always kind of a long-term goal. I figured I'd get into it after I got out of school, you know, and maybe establish myself a little bit more in the adult world. But the opportunity presented itself, and I just couldn't turn it away to get into triathlon. So I actually got into it while I was still in school back in 2012.
And what a blessing to match up with Janet and Grant, huh, with the bike.
Absolutely.
They're counting to be involved with them to the degree that you are and contributing so much. So Winona Chen, really inviting everybody to come out to the training Sunday, March 19th, 7:30 to 10:30 at Hapuna Beach Prince Hotel. You don't need to register. Just show up there. Register at 7:30, though, on that morning. on the morning. Mm-hmm. Event starts at 8, but that 7:50 safety meeting is something that Winona really wants you to not miss. And, again, very abbreviated distances, an opportunity to go through the transitions, see, hear some of the tips, some of the things that will take away some of that anxiety that you might have. And even if you're not doing Lava Man Waikoloa, she wants you to know that you come out, watch, be a part of it. It's for anybody interested in the sport and want to get some just some nice guidance through things that you're anxious about, or maybe you're not anxious, but just want to get some tips from people that have been there and done that.
Sure.
Any last thoughts?
That's it. Everyone's invited, and we hope to see you guys all there.
Okay. Well, thanks, Winona. I'm sure it will go great, and look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Emily.
Well, I just had an opportunity to reach Rich Bell at BikeWorks Beach and Sport, the general manager, but more than that, he's the gentleman who created the Century Ride that the Hawaii Cycling Club puts on, and is coming up April 9th, 2017. And, Rich, I've entered.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I entered the Century Ride.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
You and 64 others. I'm just looking at the registration right now because I'm trying to figure out how many T-shirts to order. T-shirt design is all done, and I'm just trying to figure out how many T-shirts. So, yeah, 65 people so far. We're officially a month away, today being the 9th, and the event is on Sunday, April 9th. It's the weekend after Lava Man.
Mm-hmm.
So some folks, I guess, do both events, but we try to capitalize on the increased, visitors here for Lava Man to kind of, market the event.
Okay.
And the event, so we want more people to join all the time. We're trying to figure out how to keep the event manageable. Like a lot of these events, you know, we want to have as many people as want to show up and have fun, but also sort of keep them manageable so that everybody has a quality experience. So a lot of these HCC events, we feel like we could manage more people, but sometimes there's a hesitancy to market them, you know, nationally or anything like that, because we're a small group and it's all volunteer and it's fun, but it is a lot of work. And so,
oh my gosh,
make them too huge.
The Hawaii Cycling Club, the HCC, as Rich refers to, of which he has been a longtime member, and he created the Century Ride. And let's talk a little bit about how it was created. It's a fundraiser for Hospice Acona this year. But
yeah.
He created it 4 years ago, and talk a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah, so it is the fourth annual this year, and a century is about 100 miles, and it's a fairly normal event in most cycling communities, and there have been centuries here, and there's a very popular century ride in Honolulu every year, and I think that's probably 35 years old or something. I remember doing it as a kid with my dad. Sometimes we did the 25 mile and we worked up to the 50 and the 75, and I went back as an adult and did it a few times as a 100 mile ride, and that was always a lot of fun. And so when my dad was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2010, I wanted to sort of honor his legacy by having a similar event, and since hospice was so instrumental in managing that illness and, you know, helping my family through that, it was, relatively easy to select them as a charity charity partner. Initially with North Hawaii Hospice, and then last year we decided to partner with Kona Hospice just to kind of, you know, spread our goodwill around. And I think the idea might be to work with other charity partners as well. We really like working with hospice. Their volunteers are always great. And we did 2 years with North Hawaii Hospice, and now this will be our second year with Kona Hospice. And we really like working with all of those folks. They're great down there.
Tony Romp-Friesen, I think, is great. She worked with Kona Hospice for a long time, and she's so involved in the Hawaii Cycling Club, which I'm a member of. I encourage everybody to join the Hawaii Cycling Club. It's the best $20 you spend. They have so many activities. I haven't been to a lot of them, but I love the newsletters and just the fact that you cater to the new bicyclist to the experienced cyclist, even the century ride, you can ride 30 miles, 60, or 100.
Yeah.
I didn't have to designate when I entered, but I'll probably be through the 30 mile. But I think that's a really nice
Yeah, you can pick on the day of if you, you know, it's complicated to have a different pricing structure for different distances, and then we don't want to limit somebody like, oh, I only paid for the 60 mile, but I want to try the big ride. You know, we don't want to have to mess around with, you know, different color wristbands or limiting people from doing one thing or another. It's essentially we provide support in the form of aid stations, and as long as all the riders know where all the ride aid stations are, you know, you can sort of create your own sort of ride. Waikolo Village Road is now a really good ride because it has a big, broad shoulder. And so if you attempt the century, but if you find yourself passing Waikolo Village Road and it's, you know, approaching the afternoon, you might not want to attempt to ride all the way to Kona. Now we have a nice, safe descent down Waikolo Village Road. And you still get to hit up a couple aid stations between there and Spencer Park, which is the finish line, the start and finish line.
And Spencer Park, of course, on the northern end of the island, up here north of the resorts.
Yeah, in Kauai High, and it's a nice little facility where babies like to swim, and you can camp, and it's a great beach park. We've had our barbecue there every year, and it's just a cool place to hang out, especially after a bike ride. You could dip in the ocean and have barbecue and hang out and reminisce on the beautiful day that we hope everyone has.
So as Rich Bell, who we have on the line here, the general manager at Bike Works Beach and Sport at Queens Marketplace at the Waikoloa Beach Resort, he created the Century Ride, I think, like you said, 4 years ago. And when he says a nice place to barbecue, that's all part of the event. So
yeah, nice, that's included. You get food. Just show up and bring your bike.
Yeah, just lots of food, and the aid stations, I'm sure, will be well-equipped. And it's just a nice opportunity to get out and ride one of the three courses and be around. Gosh, they're a month out, and they already have, what'd you say, 42 people already, or 62?
65.
Wow, that's a great response.
So we're, I think we've had almost 100 in the past, and I guess we expect about that many again. And so, we can accommodate more. I think the event is capped at 150, because more than that, you start to need more traffic control of intersections and things like that. But
so Hawaii Cycling Club, right? If they want to find out more, go online to the Hawaii Cycling Club website.
That's correct. There's also a Facebook event page, which has got some information. And then to actually register, you're going to do that on a third-party website, active.com. You'll create a profile for free, and you'll search Hawaii Century Ride or events near Kauai High, Hawaii, on April 9th, and that event should be there. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it went very smoothly. That's how I registered. I registered online. It went real smoothly. Well, last year's ride raised $4,000 for hospice. And, hey, kudos to Joni Metzler and her husband, Metzler Contracting,
uh-huh.
for being supporters. And you want to mention some of those other sponsors you have and give
Metzler's, first of all, Metzler Construction is the title sponsor for the Hawaii Century Ride. The Hawaii Cycling Club is supported by Bike Works, by Kaiser Motorcycles, and Metzler Construction. Those are our main sponsors. And each of those entities selects an event to be the host sponsor of. And the Century Ride's host sponsor is Metzler Construction, and Joni has been great to work with. And Bike Works' event is the Sea to Stars race up Mauna Kea, and then Kim Kaiser's event, of course, is the Dragon, which is this coming weekend on the 12th.
Yeah, okay, so there, yeah, she's very involved, all of them. I mean, and Bike Works has done so much, whether it's PATH, People Can See for Trails Hawaii, cutting trails out there, or Hawaii Cycling Club. Bike Works is supportive of so many different organizations that help us all have more fun with our multi-sport activities.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so down up there, bikes, and we should also mention, you know, you mentioned Lava Man Weekend. Of course, the Century Ride is on April 9th,
uh-huh.
and that's on a Sunday? Let's see.
That's Sunday. Mm-hmm.
A Sunday, right. But Waikoloa Lava Man coming up, and Bike Works has that wonderful Sunset 5K run on Friday, March 31st, which kicks off the Lava Man Waikoloa weekend, a wonderful way for families all ages to do a nice 5K run around the Waikoloa Beach Resort and enjoy everything there is to offer there at Queens Marketplace and throughout the resort. And then Saturday is the Lava Kids, April 1st, and April 2nd is the Lava Man Waikoloa. So is Bike Works still the bike tech for Waikoloa
yeah.
Lava Man?
Yeah, we're the official bike shop for Lava Man, and that means that we service athletes out on the course, and we are available in transition for last-minute emergency fixes, and we love to help out the athletes who are mostly our friends and or soon to be friends. When you fix their bike, they love you, and that's partly why we do it. But come visit any of the Bike First locations, because we're expecting large crowds and we're ready for it with our service and products and all that stuff. And so we really like the partnership with Lava Man. It's a super fun event for beginners and experienced athletes alike.
So the Bike Works locations, Rich is over there at Bike Works Beach and Sport at Queens Marketplace, and was one of the mechanics and still doing some of that, I'm sure. Mechanics is such a loose word, because your background is engineering, right, or mechanical engineer? I mean,
I have a technical
sophistication
background.
It's so different nowadays. You need that engineering background.
It's helpful, for sure.
And John Hill, also one of your mechanics there, and you got Ramajan and Ramajan. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ramajan. He's new. He's from Arizona. Been here. He lived here back in the 80s, I think, and then he was in Sedona, Arizona, for a while. And then Scott Campbell is another new hire, although a lot of experience. He's from Maui. Worked for many years over there at West Maui Cycles.
So the bike tech is really an important ingredient of any event. And Bike Works for years, whether it's Ironman or Waikoloa Lava Man or whatever. And then, of course, you've given all your efforts to the Century Ride and so many things with the Y Cycling Club. So thank you from someone who's just a recreational biker. But
oh,
I appreciate it. And I was just telling, I spoke with Winona earlier about the Lava Man training. And I told her, my bike's in my car. I'm headed over to get the little... basic kind of tune-up on my bike. It was making some noise. I thought, last time Rich did that, it really rode a lot better. So it's worth
it. Does make a difference, for sure.
Isn't it? So, okay, so Rich and I want to remind everybody, you can go on the Facebook, there's a, for the Century Ride, also Hawaii Cycling Club, or stop in at Bike Works Beach and Sport, say hello to Rich, and talk a little bit about the Century Ride, but you can register online. It is on Sunday, April 9th. I'm really looking forward to doing it. It's my first one. I usually don't do any kind of group rides for some reason, but this is a great start. I've watched Rich create this event, and over the last few years, how much heart and soul everybody puts into the event, and really the commitment to the hospice of North Hawaii Hospice and Hospice of Kona and everybody that you've been raising funds for. So
thank
congratulations
and
thanks for all your efforts, Rich. Appreciate you taking the time for me calling short notice.
No problem.
Okay, I want to make mention of a golf tournament that is worth mentioning. They're in their 39th year. The Brantley Center is holding their 39th annual golf tournament. And it's an important one. They depend on it every year because their budget is always stretched, like most nonprofits. But they are not just looking for golfers. It's going to be on April 23rd at the Waikoloa Village Golf Course. I run by there most every day, and that the golf course is really looking good. And so, again, the tournament is on Sunday, April 23rd. You can give Brantley Center a call, 775-7245, or the golf tournament chairman, Roland Conoshiro, 987-7712, who certainly gives a lot of his time in the community. And the thing is, not just looking for golfers. You can donate silent auction items. You can be a whole sponsor. Donations of any kind help events like this, you know, and giving them a call now and letting them know you can donate a gift certificate or whatever, or pass the information on to somebody else. But again, it's on Sunday, April 23rd. It's $125 per person, two-person best ball, shotgun start, and what else to tell you. Just that how important it is that, the people, even if you're a non-golfer, you're invited to contribute by, you know, giving a sponsorship of some kind of level, whole sponsor or gift certificates, any kind of donations at any price level. And that all helps the event be a lot more fun for everybody that's there, and it helps them raise money, because what they do at the Brantley Center is they provide adult day programs for clients with physical, emotional, or mental disabilities. And so it's in a safe and supportive environment, and it's the men and women from North Hilo, Hamakua, and Kohala receive independent life skills and employment training, vocational rehabilitation, and help transitioning into the regular job market. And I know a handful of adults who have worked their way into these regular job markets from the training. It's really nice to see. They're working at Safeway or KTA, but all kinds of places. But something I didn't know, they also have work opportunities that are available for some of the clients through the center, through the Brantley Center Business Services, like aquaponic lettuce. I did not know they're involved in that. Auto detailing, janitorial, lawn, and landscaping services. I'll have to check with Kathy Tarleton, who's been keeping me abreast of the update on the Brantley Center tournament, and see if we can actually call and get our car detailed. I'll bet they do a great job. But, Brantley Center, it's been a 501c3 for a long time. In fact, they were founded in 1964 by Sergeant Gilbert Brantley. He was a former National Guard advisor. And that's a long time. That's how long? 46 and 17. That's 63 years they've been around. That's a long time to sustain the things they've been doing for so long. I remember the first time I heard about Brantley Center, there was a gentleman, Eddie Y. I haven't seen Eddie in a long time, but a well-known artist and shirt designer, and he was really involved in Brantley Center and such an advocate. And he made the original posters for the MasterCard Championship at Hualalai, 21 years ago. It was a bit part of the fundraising, and he was really out there on behalf of Brantley Center. And that's when I first started paying attention to what they do up at the Brantley Center. So every year they have their tournament. Again, once it's coming up, Sunday, April 23rd. If you can call now, it's a Roland, 987-7712, and offer some, you know, be a whole sponsor or a gift certificate or something that you can contribute to their tournament. That would be great. What else do we want to talk about in regard? Oh, I know that it's, like so many organizations, it's administered by volunteer board of directors. And so they, while they get some government funding and grants from charitable organizations like Hawaii Island United Way, it's golf tournaments and other fundraisers like this that really help all the nonprofits fill in the pukas when they need those extra funds. So hopefully you can help them out in some way. Again, Roland's at 987-7712, and the event is on Sunday, April 23rd at Waikoloa Village Golf Course, and $125 per player. So thanks for considering getting involved in some way. It's the Emily T. Gale Show here on ESPNHawaii.com. Well, my last segment here, I'll call it the my Say Nice Things About Detroit segment, my hometown, and what it has to do with it. And usually those segments involve some kind of connection between Detroit and Hawaii. Last week it had to do with Jeff Warniak, a writer in Detroit, who had come to Hawaii and got involved with the Big Island mountain bike community, and they gave him such a warm welcome, and I had him tell that story. But this week, I want to talk a little bit about PAL, the High PAL Boxing. I see J.R. DeGroote did a nice story, and it's all about, goes back to the middle of February, but it was about the High PAL Youth Boxing making a comeback, and they had an event up in Kapa'au, event for ages 8 through 17, and it was revived by community police officer KJ, I'm going to call him, because I haven't quite got his name down. And he said, call him KJ when I talk to him. I'll work on his name. But he wanted to revive it because he was a boxer in the High PAL program when he was growing up. And he fought in the last event in 1997. So it's coming full circle, and he feels like it's a real personal mission for him because he knows what boxing. He says, I know what boxing gave me growing up, and now I want these kids to have that too. Gives children a goal to aim for, a purpose for training, and an arena to show what they have learned.
And I'm, you know, while there's some, he says boxing is a contact sport, so there's some negativity surrounding that, but there are so many positives too. And it's, and I agree. I put a lot of time into promoting boxing and being around boxing with Emmanuel Stewart and Tommy Hearns and the Kronk gym of fighters. So we did a lot of really unusual promotions where we would set up their workouts in the Renaissance Center in Detroit, which is now the GM building, and just unusual places in the old Shillelagh Bar. We did everything to bring boxing to the people rather than just the boxing fans going over to Joe Louis, Cobo Hall area and watching the workouts. And it really made a difference. But, you know, there's so many kids that don't take to the sort of traditional sports. And the boxing really gets kids off the street and into the gym. And it can show them a whole lot of positive qualities. And so the way it ties into Detroit is I have some friends. I've been following a group in Detroit and getting more acquainted with them. It's called the Downtown Boxing Gym Youth Program, and Jacques Panis, who's president of Shinola, told me about them a couple of years ago. So I've been following them, and then when I went to an event in Detroit in September called Detroit Homecoming, which is for expats, people who lived in Detroit, it's an invitation event. They invite us to come back and see what's going on. I'm there a lot anyway, but I had a chance to spend a couple hours at the Downtown Boxing Gym Youth Program, and Collie Sweeney, who's the founder and the program director, and Jessica Hauser, the executive director, they happened to be in Hawaii last week, and they were given a trip for a vacation. And some of their donors said, you two need a vacation, because they never stop. They have reached into their own pockets to make this Downtown Boxing Gym Youth Program. Collie started it, back in 2007, but his own history was that he was a thug. He will tell you he was headed in the wrong directions, and one day I think he told me the story. Well, they were here last week. He had some nice long conversation. He told me a story about his older brother showing a picture to him, and every kid in the picture that were Collie's past friends, either in jail, shot, dead, you know, all kinds of things. And he really started turning his life around. So he started this gym out of his own pocket and just a handful of kids and an old car wash. And now, you know, 10 years later, it's amazing. Jessica Hauser got involved with him and helped out. She actually went into the gym to do some training. And now 7 years, you know, she's been 7 years later. Yeah. But they've been able to move into a new facilities, and they have the kids. It's boxing is the bait, but it's books before boxing. And when I was there for one afternoon, it was amazing. The kids come in, they study, they have tutors, they have musical instruments to learn, they have tech training. It's just a wonderful program. But when Collie and Jessica were here last week, I thought, gosh, it would be fun if they were able to meet up with KJ. And so KJ was on duty up in Kapa'au, and they went up there to Javi and went to the police station, and they met KJ, and I think it was good for all of them. I haven't talked to him since they all got together, but, you know, we all kind of had a vision. What could we do together? What could ultimately happen? But more than anything, being supportive and sharing the ideas of what they're doing with both programs, I think, is a start in itself. So that's my Say Nice Things About Detroit and Hawaii story. I think it's really a nice, got a fun picture of them together. And KJ, thank you, KJ. You really made the effort to make sure that you all had a chance to meet before they left the island. So that was pretty special. And I was glad to see J.R. DeGroote write that story about the boxing. And I think it was actually on the front page of West Hawaii Today, which was pretty neat. So there you go, my last story for this week here on the Emily T. Gale Show, ESPNHawaii.com, and a great big mahalo. Probably the biggest one this week has to go to Robert at 808 Computers. Oh, my goodness, how he helps me out and what he's taught me. And over in the Kona Coast Shopping Center, just a blessing to have his support and what he teaches me about how to take better care of my files and my computer and backing up and all kinds of things. So thank you, Robert. Also, quick hello and thank you to Chikunataki Waiaha River Coffee, Waikoloa Beach Resort, 808 Computers, as I mentioned, Aloha Visitor Guides, Keola Magazine, you know, on newsstands everywhere, as Aloha Visitor Guides is too, Big Island Visitor Guides. Complimentary. Both of them do a wonderful job with their magazines. And who else? Bike Works Beach and Sport. Can't say enough about Bike Works Beach and Sport. The over 26 years of friendship, and they've been longtime supporters of the Emily T. Gale Show, so I really appreciate that. And also, special mahalo to West Hawaii Today for always running the guest lineup and short hops. And anybody can send their press releases in to West Hawaii Today at Short Hops, and J.R. DeGroote, the sports editor, will run them. It's either once or twice a week. Very helpful. Really is. I have a lot of people mention they see it. And an extra special mahalo to ESPN Radio, Pacific Media Group, and to Josh Pacheco for his support in getting my show up every week. Again, it's the Emily T. Gale Show, ESPNHawaii.com. You get the also get the shows on iTunes, free podcast, Emily T. Gale Show or Emily T. Gale Talk Story, and on my Facebook page, Emily T. Gale. Aloha. Thanks for listening.